Simple Cyber Defense Weekly Updates for July 30th, 2021.
Welcome back to the Simple Cyber Defense Podcast. This week we have some interesting topics. We are discussing the Wi-Fi crash bug and the Facebook and phone numbers exposed. So, my name is Carl, I'm joined with
Ahmad,
and we're going to get started right now. Okay, so earlier this year, there was a researcher who was messing around with a bunch of iPhones, and he noticed that if he set his SSID, which is kind of like the name of your internet, Wi-Fi internet, if you created it in such a way that the iPhone would automatically crash and freeze up. So that format that he did was %P, %S, 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 %N. What was really bad about this is nothing would fix this. He tried rebooting his phone. He tried connecting to a different Wi-Fi network, but no matter what he did, it just kept crashing and didn't work. So what he ended up having to do was he had to flush his network settings, which is being done by going into the settings, general, reset, and reset network settings. What this did was basically deleted every single Wi-Fi he connected to ever. And everyone thought, okay, good. So this issue is just more of an annoyance. And the reason why this worked was because the percent character is an object in Objective-C. Objective-C is the programming that's used to create the iOS platform. And these objects that use the percent sign can either declare a variable name or a command. So this %P is like a print command almost, and the percent S's and percent N's are telling the iPhone to go to this particular place and print out these commands. But unfortunately, the iPhone can never find these directories because they don't exist. So it's in the endless loop of trying to find those directories, and it just hits a wall and crashes. Starts up again, okay, got the command again, hits the wall, crashes. Now, everyone thought that this was just, you know, more of an annoyance, but a few weeks later, it turned out that this could actually be used more maliciously. So, an attacker can use a different type of SSID name in order to create a malicious access point, so that once your iPhone connects to it, it will start downloading malware onto the iPhone. And since it's using the Objective-C programming, the same program that's inside the iOS, the iPhone will just think, oh, these are just commands from the operating system, so I can just run the commands as it's being presented to me. And depending on what the attacker wants to do, he could either spy on you, steal any data he wants from you, from these simple meaningless commands that people may not understand what they are. They think, oh, this is free Wi-Fi, okay, I'm connect to it, and then all of a sudden, boom, their iPhone is attacked. Luckily, Apple has released a patch for this particular hack that the attackers have actually been using in the wild, and The patch is in the 14.6 version of iOS. Right now, the current version is 14.7.1. So the best way to prevent this from happening is just update your iOS to the latest version. And that will stop these SSIDs using the Objective-C programming language in their Wi-Fi names to be able to attack your iPhone or iPad or any other iOS device. Now, if you have an iOS device that does not or cannot get updated to at least 14.6, I'd probably consider replacing that if you can, or if you can't replace it, just be very careful not to connect to any Wi-Fi connections that have percents in them at all. Because if you can't patch it, then you're going to be vulnerable. And there's going to be a lot of iOS devices, because they're so expensive that people are like, I know I'm not up to date, but I really can't afford to get a new one, because they're like really high in price. So if you're in that situation, the best thing to do is just be very careful what Wi-Fi connections you connect to. If you see a percent sign in it, do not connect to it at all.
Now, Carl, you mentioned that this was used out in the wild, but earlier you mentioned that a security researcher kind of discovered it. Did he discover the actual code?
He discovered it. Yeah, he discovered it and did a publish on it, and then Apple did an initial patch, but it didn't patch the malicious side of it that people didn't realize was malicious until a couple months after he put his research paper out there. And then the attacker's like, oh, okay, so what if we do this? And they realize, oh, we can actually inject malicious payloads in here, because the iPhone thinks, oh, these are just the operating system's giving me commands, because it's the same language that's used in the iPhone.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it shows how important it is, you know, to keep our devices updated. Just turn auto update on.
Yeah, just update. And if you can't update all the way, either replace the phone or find other ways to make it more secure.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready to get on to the Facebook and the phone leakage?
So TechCrunch reported that there is 419 million Facebook user phone numbers publicly exposed. Saying that there's an unsecure server exposed 419 million phone numbers belonging to Facebook users. Also, in some information, this information was actually found in a database that was not secured by a password. So now we see right here, immediately, it is human error. And it's something that, as a user, you really don't have any control over, right? Mm-hmm. It said that, you know, what he said is that each record held an individual's Facebook ID. A Facebook ID is something that identifies you. It's usually in the URL. Mm-hmm. And that number connected to the person's phone number, and some of them connected to the person's name and gender and location. After this was discovered, you know, that server was taken offline. This is the first type of attack on Facebook since 2018. Okay, they said that up until 2018, Facebook gave phone number access to developers, and they don't do that anymore. What Facebook was contacted about that, and they say that they're, you know, they haven't seen any indication that the user accounts have been compromised. One of the things that we need to understand is that if you were one of those people whose number was exposed, there's something that's called SIM swapping, and we all know about spam calls. If that number is leaked, that the least thing that can happen is it can be sold to somebody, and they can do spam calls all day. And we know how annoying that is. Then you'd have to invest in, you know, a caller ID and number blocking service, et cetera. It's a cost that you'd have to, you know, incur if you want to keep that same phone number. The second problem, which is SIM swapping, and It's also known as a port out scam or a SIM splitting type of an account takeover. It's a fraud that usually also handles like the weakness of two-factor authentication. If somebody has access to your phone, then they can use the two-factor authentication that you have set up on other services to gain access to it through your phone. Now that they have swap, the method of SIM swapping is like this. We know how easy it is for a user to transfer service to another SIM card. You call your provider and you say, "Hey, this is so and so. I lost my phone number, my number got stolen, my phone got stolen, etc. I want to switch my number. I want to keep my number, but put it on this SIM card." Mm-hmm. And usually this will happen with most companies after authentication. And how do they authenticate? They authenticate with your name, address, your birth date, etc. Well,
a lot of those things are available through Facebook. A lot of
things were exposed as well, right? So now they can call and pretend that they're you, and now they take control of your phone. And they can have control of it for an hour, for 2 hours, for a day. You will notice once you see that you have no service on your phone, and then you realize, yeah, hey, why am I not getting any phone? Am I getting any text? You could be on Wi-Fi all day and not find out.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, once that's one way that a fraudster can take control of your number. And in many other cases, SIM numbers are changed directly by the telecom company employees that are bribed by the criminals. Mm-hmm. So there is, from every angle, there's an attack vector that's coming towards you. Like I said, to notice this, you will see that you lost phone connection, data. You can't receive, phone calls. Now, one of the ways that you can prevent this from happening is you need to set up a PIN number that you can authenticate yourself through with the phone provider. So if somebody calls to do a SIM swap, then they ask for a phone number or they ask for a PIN number.
Yeah.
Now, one of the ways that, like, the way you need to save that PIN number, because now people, those what we call the social engineers, they can get your information or they have your information through just having access by luck to that list of phone numbers. They can't figure out your PIN number. If you use your birth year, if you use your birthday, if you use your street address, there is a way, and it's just human nature. We are the pretty much the weakest link. We can't blame technology all the time. Technology is here to help us be more secure. So use the password manager. You can use your password manager to put your PIN numbers in there. You can save, okay, I phone, my phone provider is Verizon. Under Verizon, my PIN number is such and such. You can put that in your password manager, just like you put all your other passwords that you use to log in your email or bank account. And we talked about password manager.
Yep.
So that's, these are pretty much this is pretty much the is to be diligent. Always make sure that you have your phone always has phone company access, not just Wi-Fi, and have a password, have a PIN number with your service provider, and make sure you put that PIN number in a password manager. This concludes my talk.
Well, on the topic, when you're talking about the phone numbers in plain sight, remember in 2019, Facebook also had many, many, many passwords in plain text on an unsecured server, too. It seems like Facebook is a very weak link in security. So I would be very careful about what data I'd even trust with Facebook at this point, because if they can't even secure passwords and phone numbers, what else is there going to be? Then there's the Analytica thing where millions of profiles were scraped to get targeted for different political ads or something. Right. And imagine how much data is out there now. And with the SIM swapping issue is there are some providers that don't even go through those security loops. Like, they don't even ask you what your PIN number is. It's like, so what I would do is I would actually call up my carrier pretending that I'm not me and see if I'm able to go through without being asked those security questions. And if you do have to have security questions, I wouldn't recommend doing things like, what street did I work or grew up on, or what's my mother's maiden name? What I would probably do, like you said in the previous ones, just lie about those security questions. Like, what's my mother's maiden name? Cats. What street did I work or what street did I grow up on? I don't know, Blue or something silly like that that has no link to you. And creating pins and creating passwords are pretty similar too. I know with Bitwarden, you can actually have it create pin numbers for you, and you can save those in your password manager. So you don't have to sit there and think, okay, what number should I do? You just go in there and say, okay, generate a pin number. It spits out a pin number. You save it into your password manager so you never have to remember it. And then you just give it to them, say, okay, my pin number is XYZ, ABC, or whatever. And again, it's saved in the password manager so you don't have to remember it. So if you're calling up them, you can, you know, open up your laptop or computer or something and just look at your password manager. Okay, that's my pin number. I'm going to put it in there. I'm good to go.
Right.
Yeah. So
One of the things I was also thinking about is adding another layer of security is use another password manager to save the password for your main password manager.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, security is about layers. So if right. If you're willing to go through the hoops, I say go for it. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, there's many password managers out there to choose from. Many of them are free.
Yeah.
And so the biggest thing is just make sure you can keep everything straight. If you can do that, then I say go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think that's really good this week. So I guess this concludes this week's in this podcast. If you have any suggestions from listeners, you can go to simplecyberdefense.com and make any suggestions of topics that are interesting for you. We always listen to we're always open to suggestions if you have a topic that you want us to cover. Other than that, we'll see you in the next episode. If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.